And now to Iraq. Christians in one of Baghdad's most hotly contested neighborhoods cautiously ventured out today to attend services for the first Sunday of Advent. There used to be around 800,000 Chaldean Christians in Iraq. Now there are few left. NPR's Jamie Terabay has our report.
It was a sound now unfamiliar to the newly dusted pews inside the Chaldean Church of St. John the Baptist, voices reciting the Lord's Prayer. This was only the second week in nearly a year the church has been open for prayer here in Dora, south of Baghdad. Parishioners are few, mostly elderly women, some with veils on their heads. The voices echo in the near-empty room. Written across the archway over the altar are words from the Gospel describing John the Baptist. A voice cries out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord." This church has lost its leading voice. The parish priest fled Baghdad a year ago for Syria and has now sought asylum in Sweden. The man giving Mass now is Daniel Shamas.
Before now, they were all Christians, no Muslims at all. Now, there are maybe 9 families left. Before, there were 200.
The day before the service, Shamas sat in his living room and talked about how this little pocket of Baghdad went from being almost completely Christian to almost completely Sunni Muslim. Al-Qaeda and Iraq fighters moved in, he said, ostensibly to side with the Sunnis fighting Shiite militias for territory, but soon turned their attention towards the Christians and their churches.
There were a lot of them who were told either to pay or to become Muslim. Some gave money, some ran away. People who went to Syria weren't even allowed to pack their clothes with them.
The Islamist extremists posted flyers forbidding women to leave their homes without covering their hair. It soon became a threat of death if women didn't wear the all-encompassing black abaya. Smeared graffiti marks the walls outside St. John's Church and along Shamasa Street. Still visible are the words Tawheed and Jihad, an Al-Qaeda group, as well as promises of death to the disobedient.
It's getting better. It's 75% better than it used to be. Before, we'd all be inside our homes by 1 p.m.
American forces began operations in September to first separate Sunni and Shiite militias into different parts of Dora. A local volunteer police force, mostly Sunni, now works in cooperation with Iraqi army and U.S. forces. They man checkpoints and entrances near the churches and Dora's famous market. One of the volunteer leaders is Fakhri Shalal, a retired colonel of the former regime. Standing inside St. John's, he said it was important to Dora's Muslims that the Christians return.
We want to present the right face for the world to show that we care about other religions, because those who tried to get rid of the Christians are not real Muslims.
Aziz Butrus, the church's caretaker, said clerics in 4 of Dora's mosques publicly condemned the harassment of the Christians to show it wasn't being supported by the local Muslims. As today's service ended, people handed out sweets. A Muslim woman who attended the service with her Christian female friend gave out chocolates, saying all religions were the same under heaven. Aprim Panna, who says she was born in Dora, said she hoped her neighbours who fled would now come back.
Now we feel like Christians again, after all these years. We finally enter the house of the Lord again.
She says she hopes the American soldiers standing nearby stay for a long time too. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.